The country traversed abounds with scenes of deep historic interest, covering a period of more than two centuries. Here planned and struggled Jacques Cartier, Champlain, Wolfe, Montclair, and many others. And here are the battlefields of two great and gallant nations who strove during 100 years for the possession of a continent. There are also traces of a more recent struggle when Canadians sprang to arms to repel invaders from the powerful republic to the south of them. Happily, peace hath had victories no less renowned than war, and the people of Canada have conquered for themselves and for the travel and traffic of two continents a highway from the Atlantic to the Pacific. In this magnificent achievement, the building of the Canadian Pacific Railway in Est Bloom was conferred on those who desire a safe, rapid, and comfortable journey around the world. The pioneers who explored Canada thought the St. Lawrence would lead them to China, and that the river above Montreal was the gateway of that country, hence the name Lachine. The forecast of those men was in a sense realized, the shortest route to China being by Montreal and Lachine. The Ottawa pours its dark waters into the clear flood of the St. Lawrence, partly above the city and partly below it. Montreal is thus built upon an island, and near the center of the island rises the mountain, which lends to the fair city so much of its loveliness. A journey of 3 or 4 hours takes the traveler from Montreal to Ottawa, the capital of the Canadian Dominion. Here, the Chaudière Falls will attract attention and admiration. A group of elegant and substantial public buildings adorns the city and indicates where the legislature of the Dominion sits and where the executive government transacts the public business of the country.